Nick Barnett showed up today. He had a notice, and we frankly just sent him home. So I don't think it'll be a problem with him playing Sunday, but we'll see how it goes. He showed up this morning with that. Well, we brought up Anthony Trubio to the 53-man roster because of the concern, you know, obviously, with Ryan Pickett and now Michael Montgomery. So Anthony's been with us, and he'll fit right in, won't miss a beat. So it's exciting when you're able to bring up, you know, one of your own practice squad guys, and we'll look for him to potentially contribute on Sunday. I'm probably not ready to answer, you know, the question on Jeremy. There's tests that will continue to be done. We don't. I mean, there's no final decision on Jeremy. I mean, everything's been paused to this point, and I'm hopeful and very optimistic it'll continue to go in that direction. It's a good ankle sprain. I think he'd be very hard pressed to make it back this week. So we'll see how he is Monday. But it's a significant ankle sprain. Derek's done a great job on special teams. His productivity is definitely at the top of our special teams charts. He brings an attitude, an energy. He's exciting to be around. He's definitely part of the heartbeat and really our success we've had on special teams over the last 4 or 5 weeks. But it's for other individuals to step up. But he's done a very good job since coming over here from Baltimore. Well, I think he definitely will play the nose and the inside and sub. He's practiced out there defensive end, so I mean it wouldn't be a stretch to put him out there. John's had the broken hand, and he's had some things that frankly I just wanted to give him 2 weeks to get ready. So John's ready, then the timing of Corey's elbow injury. So that's why Corey is going to be very limited this week, and he'll be hard pressed to make it for Sunday. So, and Quinn's doing a good job. Quinn's been given opportunities both on special teams and with the offense, and he's done a good job. So we feel very fortunate to have three of those type of guys that can run any facet of our offense and also contribute the way they have on special teams. No, really, Ryan's decision will be medical. That hasn't changed. It'll be the same approach that we always have. Pat McKenzie will make the final call on that. Ryan's been here now 4 years. You have some history and so forth. But we'll give him a chance to get ready to play. Well, we're proud. We're proud of our guys that have been selected, and it's definitely a credit to their season, and it's a credit to the type of season we're having as a football team. You always like to see more of your individual players recognized, but it says a lot about Charles and Aaron and Nick and all the alternates. It's fun to share it in a team meeting and so forth, but we do recognize that as we continue to have success as a team that we'll have more names on that list. Well, our approach is going to be the same this week as it's been for the first 15. It's important for us to continue the way we've been playing the last 7 weeks, and that's really the message to the football team, and I'm sure it'll be a message once you go into the locker room. Uh, we we're not in a situation to back off. It's important for us to continue our style of play. Our approach this week will be the same as it's always been. I think routine and your preparation and your approach is a big part of your success. So we're going to go out there, and our goal is to go to 11-5. Well, you're consistent, but I was enjoying it. Excuse me, but our offense has done a very good job taking care of the football. Really, our whole football team with the turnover ratio. And I think Joe Philbin does an outstanding job, and all the way through to the position coaches. It's something that's stressed about all the time. Joe does not have a presentation in the offensive meeting that doesn't refer to at some point to ball security, and our players have totally bought into it. It starts with Aaron. He handles the ball every play. He's very, very decisive. But as far as his decision making in the passing game, and I think that's a big part of the low interceptions. And our perimeter players do a good job of holding the thing high and tight and taking care of the ball. So that'll be a key statistic in the playoffs, because I think you establish your style of play, you establish who you are as a football team, and what we have established so far in the first 15 games, the ability to take care of the football and to take the football away. Oh, I hope so. I definitely think that it's really discipline. I mean, he has that trait as far as in his preparation. He's just a very consistent personality, the way he approaches the game of football, the way he plays, the way he conducts himself on the sideline, and it carries over to the game. And he's going to have highs and lows in his career. I know that's part of any quarterback's career in the NFL, but it's something that he's established in such a short time of only his second year, and it's a discipline that he needs to, because it's been impressive what he's been able to accomplish just in the short time he's been a starter. Yeah, I mean he's had a tough go there early in the season. I mean there's no doubt when you're getting hit, and the timing of your whole offense is not in sync, whether it's his feet or whether it's his vision and the ability to step the right way in the pocket. But I mean that's all a credit to his discipline and his his belief in the pass protection. We corrected it, and he's really playing in sync right now. It'll be a big part of our success in the passing game for him to continue to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a Pro Bowl quarterback, and that's the facts. Trust me, I fully understand, the greatness of Brett Favre, and had the opportunity to be a part of his career. And he deserves everything that comes his way. But this is the beginning of a potentially another great career at quarterback here in Green Bay, and they should embrace it. And that would be my suggestion if there is any doubt. He's putting up Pro Bowl numbers in both his seasons. I mean, but it does come down to winning. Winning's important, but he's put together two quality seasons so far. Well, I mean, the surprise of it, I mean, the ability part of it, that's something that we felt very confident about when we drafted him, and he's lived up to it. I mean, his work ethic and his relationship with Kevin Green and Wade Doms, continue to use him. And it's grown through the course of the year. He had to set back in training camp with the hamstring. So, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm not surprised. It's just he's really on time. You can see him developing. And trust me, the first people to know are the opponent. I mean, it's when you talk to other coaches, you talk to other players. I mean, he's one of the first individuals that people bring up to me when they talk about my football team. So I'm not surprised that he's getting the recognition. I will totally be, I think he has a great opportunity to be the rookie defensive rookie of the year. I mean, he's definitely played at that level. Well, when you break down the responsibility by position, I mean, the outside linebackers, the corner, I mean, that's definitely the opportunities that are provided for those individuals is evident, you know, the way you put the packages together. And so, and he's definitely has the ability to be a multiple complete player, whether it's, you know, pass, rush, run, defense, or drop into coverage. And, you know, his ability, I mean, he has three fumble recoveries too, so he's an instinctive football player. You can see his instincts right away, even in the special team area when he was given an opportunity to play in training camp and early in the season. So he's a very instinctive, natural football player. Oh, I would think so. I mean, we had a lot of respect for a number of the receiving corps. I thought Pittsburgh's group was definitely challenging. You know, the size of these guys, just the physicality, you know, both Larry and Anquan is unique to one team. So, yeah, this will be a big challenge, and, you know, I'm sure it'll try to spread us out and challenge us that way. But they're two definitely Pro Bowl special players. I watched it, you know, just from a defensive standpoint. You know, I think Billy Davis is a damn good football coach. Had an opportunity to work with Billy out there in San Francisco. So I really watched just to look at their personnel, just to watch our guys versus theirs. But schematically, I don't put a lot of salt into the preseason. It's a different time. You're trying to accomplish different things. Just watching them play, you know, over the last 4 or 5 weeks is really been my focus just in the last couple of days. Oh, I think it's great when you hear about the receivers getting together and the opportunity to go to API in Arizona. I think those type of environments are outstanding because we feel with our resources and with our strength and conditioning staff and the way we approach our off-season program, you know, we feel very strongly about what we're able to accomplish. But I'm not also naive to the fact that the individual needs to step away, and that's all part of the planning. You know, you want your players here during the off-season program and the OTAs, but the time that they are away and they are spending time wherever they go, I think it's great. I think it's a great environment for them to be in. It's away from the building. It's not as structured, you know, from a coaching standpoint. You know, I think there's a lot of benefits in that. Absolutely, and they learn a lot too. I mean, you know, when you have the opportunity to coach the Pro Bowl, it's comical a little bit because, I mean, the questions the players are asking you, and, you know, they're trying to pump you for information. And, you know, I could remember when, offensively, we probably put too much in our playbook out there, and it was, you know, we were running around trying to get them back at the end of the week, you know. So, I mean, it's a lot of information out there that people are always trying to get their hands on. The approach in preseason?
Yeah, where you maybe did a little bit more defensively in that preseason game than normally you might have done.
I think we did. We went about the preseason the way probably we did my first year here. I mean, you definitely try to accelerate some concepts and principles that you may not show normally during the preseason because you're trying to get as much on film. And there are targets that you're trying to establish, and obviously one of them in this defense is the ability to increase the pace and the tempo of the game. And pressure does that. Pressure is not just that hopefully you come free and hit the quarterback. I mean, there's other benefits from that. So we did pressure a lot in the preseason, but it was more for our guys to get them acquainted for, you know, the type of things that were ahead of them. You know, you don't really, being an offensive coach, you don't really want to go into a game. I played in the game, I remember early in preseason, I think it might have been the first game of the year where it was 70-75% pressure, and I was on the other side of that. And that's probably not the best environment for you to be teaching your young offensive players in a game where you're trying to get them acclimated too. So, I mean, there's two sides of that. But and that's something we felt that we needed to do in the preseason. I think it helped us. I mean, it's really hypotheticals. I mean, because there's so many other variables in that. Do you want to play the same team in a row? Some people say no. Some people say yes. I think the biggest factor is, are we going to be on a 7-day schedule or are we going to be on a 6-day schedule? I mean, those are the things that I'm more concerned about, you know, not who we play, but when we play. And just to getting my football team on schedule for the next week. No, we'll be ready. We're ready for we'll be ready for Phoenix, Dallas, and Minnesota. We've already that plan's already in place.